I am Matthew Johnston. I'm CEO of HM Close.
And your home office in Lyon, France, I believe?
I'm living, a resident in Lyon, France. And I have an office in Valence, France, and I also split time in Davis, California.
HM Close, a major vegetable seed company globally. We're going to talk with Matthew Johnston, the CEO of HM Close here, and ask him a number of questions. Matthew, first of all, we hear the music in the background, and it's a very special day here in the Saint-Rémy Experiment Station in France, and we appreciate the opportunity to be here for this 50th anniversary. But you might touch on what this means to HM Close and what got us here today.
Well, your first thing I want to do is say thank you for taking the time to travel to France and be with us here. It is a celebration, the 50th anniversary of our research facility here in Saint-Rémy, in the center of Provence, outside of Avignon. And this is a facility that, as you have seen the last couple of days, has received a significant amount of investment over the last 6 or 8 years in expanding our footprint and our capabilities in research. It's a center that we have a strong focus on fruited crops, fruited Mediterranean crops, and principal breeding activities here around tomatoes, peppers, melons, and squashes. And if there's a site in HM Close that embodies a little bit what you've seen and what you've come to know over the years of HM Close, Saint-Rémy is a good example where we've been continuously growing. The investment has been continuous over some 7, 8, 10 years now. And we're very proud to on the occasion of the completion of the latest investments in our research facilities, greenhouses, and offices here, laboratories, it coincides with the 50th anniversary of this site. So we're excited about that and really appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
Well, a really good milestone, and I need to mention, too, if the farmers that are listening to this grow and work with Harris Moran Seed, that's the HM in the HM Close name. The Close, C-L-A-U-S-E, is the French seed of its counterpart. I noticed in France here and in some of the posters, it's Close Seed over here, and it's Harris Moran at Olmsdale. But, you know, you look back in the history of this, and while this is a 50-year-old facility, the history of HM Close and, you know, Harris Seed, Moran Seed, Ferry Seed, Morse Seed, those two became Harris Moran, Ferry Morse. All those have evolved into being part of the HM Close family. And HM Close tied with Limagran, a major farmer-owned cooperative seed company here based in France that really gives you guys the autonomy to operate your vegetable company in a very strong way. You might just comment on that whole, you know, diversity and the history behind it. It goes back like 2 or 3 centuries, not just 50 years.
That's right. We're quite proud of that legacy, and you've seen the tour inside this new office facility where we've erected the wall, the history wall of the company, and you'll see that in other sites. We can trace our history and lineage as HM Close back to 1785, which is rather old, as certainly by American standards. And that's on the European side with the Tessier and Close portion or legacy asset of the company. But on the U.S. side, we go back all the way into the 1850s with old companies like D.M. Ferry and Joe Harris Seed Company and Moran Seed Company in the middle of the 20th century. And all of those pieces and all those activities came together bit by bit over the years. And when we formed HM Close in 2008, it was with the operational merger of what was then Close Vegetable Seeds and Harris Moran Seed Company. But we don't forget the legacy and the history going all the way back into the late 1700s and all the people and all the activities that came before us.
One of the presenters this morning mentioned the diversity is HM Close's culture. In HM Close's culture, he also said that good communication between the breeding side and product development is the key to its success. But you all, when you're in product development, you involve your farmers. I've spoken to some farmers that use your seed and work with you guys to develop those new products. But consumers are your focus. So your customers and their ultimate customers, you're even into taste and aroma and the various things that consumers want. Tell us how all that ties together to the consumers who might be listening to this broadcast.
Well, we consider that our job and our paycheck comes from the farmers that we serve, and our job is to build products that will enable them to be successful with their customers, and their customers are those retailers and marketers of produce whose ultimate user of the product is a consumer. So if we don't take a strong consideration of what the consumer wants in a tomato or pepper or melon, then we're not serving our farmer customer. And so we have an obligation and a duty and a requirement to help them understand what can be done through plant breeding and product development to allow them products and varieties that they can produce on their farms and their conditions and their horticultural practices that will enable them to serve their customer.
You all have research facilities all over the globe, some plant breeding facilities, some deep research facilities like these here in Saint-Rémy. But the approach you take recognizes, seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but one cantaloupe or melon seed doesn't fit all markets around the world, and different tastes, different consumers have different tastes, different wants. And through these various places around the globe, y'all seem to be addressing that and trading information and trading that knowledge with farmers all over the globe.
You've seen enough of HM Close in various places to know exactly what you say. One seed does not fit all. And again, it goes back to the need to serve that farmer's needs locally. And to do that, we've got to be able to develop product specifically tailored to their local needs. Yet at the same time, no market, no single growing region is large enough for us to provide the investment and research necessary to bring all the elements of research that support our plant breeding programs in that one area. So we have to be able to leverage business and a revenue, if you will, in other places in order to be sure that we can do the research that will allow us to support that local farmer's product requirements. And this is where you get into the real diversity of our business. And over time, we've been able to develop business and an organization that we're very proud of the interaction that we have across the world, not only in our research organization with plant breeders and scientists, but in our marketing organization, in our sales teams, and our administrative support teams, even in our supply chain. We think we really have built an environment in HM Close where people genuinely take an interest in each other. We have a huge diversity in our cultures and in our countries and our languages, in our styles, and yet at the same time, there's a very common denominator, which is we all come together to work to serve that farmer's interests wherever they may be locally. And it's that trust that we build with that farmer locally that ties us all together.
Again, we're speaking with the CEO of HM Close Seed Company in Saint-Rémy, France, at the HM Close Research Facility here in their 50th anniversary. So the music in the background is part of that experience. And stay tuned for more. We'll have more with the HM Close CEO, Matthew Johnson, coming up.